It is that time of year we need to remind people to lock it or lose it. As much as they are probably getting tired of hearing it, they need to continue to hear it, because I'm sure you're already getting reports of things disappearing from trunks and back seats and such.
Absolutely. It's something that goes on all year, but this time of year, we're extra busy. The weather's changing. Our minds are in a million different places, and we're going from one place to the next in a bit of a hurry, so sometimes we forget to click that lock or, pull those valuables from your car at night or in a parking lot, or take that extra second to, hide your presents you may have picked up at the mall during lunch break or something. And those are opportunities that, give those criminals out there a chance to grab. If someone looks in a window and doesn't see anything worth breaking a window for, they don't make that move. So, throwing a blanket over something, putting it in a bag so it's closed, putting it into a trunk, if you can't take the items with you, ensuring that they are there or even locked in a glove compartment can eliminate that desire or that need for the broken window or the entry to the car.
And it only takes a couple of seconds. I know people are in a rush these days. They go into one store, throw things in the car, and rush off to the next. But you really need to be diligent with this, don't you?
Well, we do. And the thing is, the criminals are out there every day. They're very smart, and you can be gone from your car, and often they're watching within seconds. They're in and out. They're gone.
People complain a lot, though, because the police talk about this all the time, and they go around checking doors and leaving little notes, and people think you don't have anything better to do, but this is a really important thing to be doing.
Right. People get very frustrated with this program specifically because they feel that it's a violation, police opening their car doors. They think that we go through the cars. We actually don't go into the cars. We do try the doors just to make sure they're locked, and if they're not, often we'll lock them. But really, we just look into the cars to see what valuables are in there. It's actually a way, one of our crime prevention programs, to show people how vulnerable they really are. So although they're frustrated with us, this is a great program of awareness.
And if you think the police checking your car is an invasion of privacy, what if somebody else gets in there and takes all your stuff?
Well, that's true, and I can tell you, I had my car broken into, and it was locked, and things taken, and it is a violation, and you really do feel violated. So if it's a bad feeling with the police, imagine if it's someone else.
And again, as we mentioned, it's a heightened thing this time of year, but it is a problem all year round, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this campaign here, we're looking at more cars in parking lots or in driveways. But throughout the year, we also look at lock it or lose it for community centers. Are you putting a lock on your valuables when you're going into the pool or into the gym? A lot of people will lock their cars with the valuables inside, take their keys inside, but then not lock the locker. Well, someone has access now to everything inside your car, your house keys, and things like that. So you have to think about that. Another thing this time of year, as we get into the colder months, we're pretty mild right now, but as we get into January, is warm-up thefts. Starting your car, going back inside your house, letting your car run for 10 minutes, your keys are there. It's a great opportunity for someone to jump in, drive away. All your valuables may be in your car, but even just your car alone. So looking at securing your vehicle while you're warming it up while you're brushing it off, so you're out there, the steering wheel locks, things like that that may prevent something like this from happening, is a kind of a 365 days a year sort of thing.
And we still have some very trusting individuals who don't lock the door to the house anymore, or still.
Actually, I heard somebody say that just the other day. I never lock my house, somebody said to me, and in this day and age, that's almost ridiculous. It's almost an invitation. It shouldn't be, but the way society is, we need to be locking our houses and our cars, because the criminals are out there, and if we're not diligent, they're in.
Good advice. Once again, hopefully we reach more people than we did last year, and continue to reach people, and they finally get the message.
Absolutely. And this year we're going to be out at a few different locations. A lot of times, the mall's a very busy place. We always head towards those directions, but we're going to be looking at more schools this year. A lot of young drivers don't think of, leaving their car in a parking lot during school hours. It's a perfect opportunity for someone to check the handle. Georgian College, Royal Victoria Hospital, large parking lots where there's people walking past your car. So we're just going to be trying to educate the citizens of Barrie as a whole, and I think that it's important for everyone to realize that they can become victims. So getting in the habit of, clicking your car as you walk away and hearing the beep, or before you head to bed, just checking that beep beep. Everyone has those beeps now, so go ahead and make that a habit, and if every night you do it, then it becomes a habit, and then you're sure that all your valuables are kept safe.